What you remember about an old girlfriend is perfect. Even the horrible parts are fine. Especially when you don't have anything else going, the memories of her are lethal. In my office, I have an ad from a magazine hanging above the desk. It's of an old girlfriend who is a model, and I've been thinking about her for days. It's been a long time since our paths have crossed, and for that I humbly thank God. But I think if I had her here right now, I'd marry her. All of my girlfriends wore their hair the same way, long and straight, with bangs in the front. They all liked sex, they were all good-looking, they liked the same kind of music I listened to, Rolling Stones, Little Feet, The Who. They all kept up with me drinking-wise. They all had their own cars. What was wrong with any of them? Paula was small and dark and depressed and smoked a lot of cigarettes. Sarah was a ski instructor, too full of herself. She pissed in the bed when she drank. Irene had a knowledge of the New Age and did aura paintings and collected herb tea boxes. Holly's eyes crossed when she got tired. She was chunky and slept 12 hours a night. Boots had an interest in anal sex, but acted lazy and as unimportant as a secretary. I went out with a Japanese girl, Makiko, who threatened to break up with me if I didn't carry a clothes dryer up 4 flights of stairs to her apartment. And I dated a fashion model named Anne, the one in the picture, who was actually bald because of a rare disease. Was I asking too much? I wanted real love. Where was that loyalty and trust? Where were the laughs? Under a rock? Inside a chocolate chip cookie? I wanted real love, not a replay, not the same thing over and over again, not the same dinners, that same let's rent a video tonight. I wanted love in everything, cut flowers, her wearing a beautiful dress, lingerie, seeing an incredible band, blowjobs in a convertible, going to Africa for Christmas, you know, the finest champagne, meeting movie stars together, amazing parties with a see-through dance floor. How many times do I have to hear myself explain this? In the picture above my desk, Annie is modeling a leather motorcycle coat without her wig, totally bald. The weird thing is that we went out for almost a year, and I never saw her without the wig until I opened the magazine. One time she asked me if I wanted to see her with it off, and I said no. See, because her wig was what first attracted me to her. She looked so incredibly hot, dancing in a tank top with this gorgeous long black hair. And what a nasty little surprise when I find out it's somebody else's hair. I get this feeling looking at the picture of Annie, a warm, sour sensation under my sternum. I know what that feeling is, that I did something wrong, and the reminder of guilt is deep and uncomfortable. But it's more than that, because when I look at her eyes, staring off the page and looking at me but not seeing, I almost want her back. It's not a joke. I'd do anything to get her back. If she called me on the phone right now, I'd drop to my knees and I'd cry. "Sam," she'd say, "would you be my boy?" She's just starting to smile in the picture, that amazing wide mouth of hers sliding open, her eyes pointed down like she has a secret. I need her to want me again. Then, once she says I can come over, and later looks up from down there with those big brown eyes that drink you in, I'll want to get out, and I won't want to see her or talk to her or listen to her voice on the phone. What is that, Sam I am? I ask you, is it love? Because if it is love, the world needs a little bit less of it.